get wisdom as you listen to the sound and undiluted word of God. Come and hear His voice is a radio program brought to you from the altar of Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship. Happy listening.
I declare your heart opened. I declare your eyes open. And I declare your ears open to hear the voice of God in Jesus' mighty name. The voices from Zion that we are using this hour is titled The Prophetic. The Prophetic. I want you to know that prophecy is declaration of God's mind for our lives. Prophecy is declaration of God's mind for our lives. Prophecy is speaking God's view about our situation. Prophecy is speaking God's view about our situation. Prophecy is a show of power. Prophecy is a show of power. Prophecy is God's counsel. Prophecy is God's counsel. You know, the book of Psalm 33, verse 9. Psalm 33, verse 9. What does it say? For He spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. For He spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. Prophecy is God's way out of a particular situation. Prophecy is God's way out of a particular situation. You know, the book of 2 Chronicles 20, verse 11 to verse 16, lay emphasis on this. When Jehoshaphat and his people are confused of what to do, they are troubled of the way out as three strong nations came against him and his people. But God stepped in through the channel of prophecy. God stepped in, I pray, concerning the case of your life that you don't know how to go about it. As you listen to the word of God this hour, God will step in on your behalf. In the name of Jesus. God will step in on your behalf. He says, behold, I say, how they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou art giving to us. Now, let's move forward to verse 15. It says, He said, hearken, ye, all Judea, and ye inhabitant of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid, not dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow, go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook, before the wilderness of Jurel. Almighty God sent the word. Our mouth, we use it as a channel to declare what we want. To declare what God is saying. Prophecy is saying what you want to see, not what you are seeing. Prophecy is saying what you want to see, not what you are seeing. Prophecy is waving aside every evil wind that is blowing in your direction. Prophecy is waving aside every evil wind that is blowing in your direction. What you want to see is what you should say. Don't say what you are seeing right now. If what you are seeing right now is not in favor of your expectation, if what you are seeing right now is contrary to what you want to see, then don't affirm it. Say what you want to see. If what the doctor has said is that your womb has been ruptured, that your womb has been damaged, is that what you want to see? Is that what you wanted? If what you want is your own children, then say it. If what has been given to you at your place of work is a sack letter, that is what you are saying. What did you want to see? Are you believing God? Are you trusting God to see promotion? Then that should be your declaration. If what you are seeing is failure all around you, is that what you want to see exactly? Your final output is determined by your own words. The devil can't show himself like a roaring lion, but you can declare what you want to see as the Son of the Living God. Because we have Jesus, who is the tribe, the lion of the tribe of Judah. We have him. So say what you want to see. Don't declare and establish what you are seeing. If what you are seeing is not what you wanted, then keep on saying what you wanted exactly. Therefore, right now, you can declare what you want to see happening in your life. You can declare it. What you want to see happening in your life, what you want to see manifesting in your life, you can declare it. You can declare it. Many people put themselves in bondage by the word of their mouth. They say such things that will cause their clear future to become blurred and roughened future. Our words are powerful. Our words are powerful. The words of our mouth is powerful. You know, I thank God for the voices from Zion that is coming to you today. Why don't you get yourself soaked in the word of God and say what God is saying? The Bible is there to study. You can visit our website. You can get the printed copy of these verses from Zion. Make a request. Get soaked in it. Get baptized in it. And you will see that your words will change. Because of what? What you feed yourself with will determine what comes out of you. What you feed yourself with, what you soak yourself in, will determine what comes out of you. Many lives are suffering from the seed of words that has been sown into the ground of their life. The reason behind some people's unprecedented failure, timely sickness, sudden accidents, and all kinds of ugly experiences in life are because of the words that has been said about them, or what they have said about themselves. What people have said about you has impact, has what to it will do in your life. And what you yourself have said concerning yourself has impact, has what it will do and bring to pass in your life. But do you know that whatever anyone has said about your life, it can never be compared with what God has said. Evil is always looking for where to abide. Do you remember what happened in the book of Job 1 verse 7? Job 1 verse 7. Do you remember what happened there? Let's look at it together. Job 1 verse 7 says, "And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. The devil has no place of rest. So any life that is vacant, the devil resides there. That is where Satan resides. Don't keep your mouth idle. Speak positive things. Say what you want to see. Don't feed your heart with poisonous thoughts. Feed your heart with good things. Feed your heart with those things that will benefit your destiny. This edition of Voices from Zion has been divinely packaged to bring you out of every shackles and destructions of negative utterances. And I pray, under any shackles or destructive negative utterances that you might have been locked up in, right now, in the name of Jesus, I declare your freedom. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I declare your freedom. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I declare you free. In the name of Jesus. The word of God said, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Whatever has been spoken, any utterances that has been declared or pronounced against your life, against your destiny, against your family, against the work of your hand that has now bring you into captivity, right now, in the name of Jesus, I declare you delivered. I declare you liberated. I declare you free in Jesus' name. It does not matter how many people are under the influence of that negative utterance. You will surely come out of it in Jesus' name.
You are still listening to Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Hayonamite Zion Christian Fellowship.
Follow me in this edition of Voices from Zion, titled The Prophetic, today, and allow God's word to set you free from the bondage of negative utterances. Let the word of God set you free from the bondage of ugly experiences in your life. I pray you are the next person coming out of that generational bondage in Jesus' name. The book of John 19, verse 30 to verse 37 is our text. And it says, when Jesus therefore has received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. And the Jews therefore, because it was the preparation that the body should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day. For that day was an high day, besought Pilate that their leg might be broken and that they might be taken away. Then came the soldiers and brake the legs of the first and of the other which was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus, they saw that he was dead already. They brake not his leg, but one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side. And forthwith came there out blood and water. And he that saw it bear record, and his record is true. And he knoweth that he saith truth, that ye might believe. For these things were done, that the scripture should be fulfilled. A bone of him shall not be broken. And again, another scripture saith, they shall look on him whom they pierced. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our God is good. The prophetic is living perpetually under the influence of prophecy. The prophetic is living perpetually under the influence of prophecy. It is good to note here from the life story of our Lord and Master Jesus Christ. In the book of John 19, that verse 30 to verse 37 that we read, that the word of God is prophetic. The scripture revealed to us that almost everything that happened to any man are as a result of good or evil words that have been loaded into such life. The scripture revealed to us human lives are being positively or negatively affected by sense of sin, hearing, smell, taste, and by words. Human's life are being positively or negatively affected by sense of sin or hearing, smells, taste, and even by words. Hallelujah. We need to look at instrument of prophecy. Let us look at instrument of prophecy. The number one instrument of prophecy is your mouth. Your mouth is the number one instrument of prophecy. Now the book of Psalm 81 verse 10 says, I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. Your mouth is the number one instrument of prophecy. You need to declare good things into your life. Nobody can pray for you like yourself. Nobody can pray for you like you. Nobody can pray for you like yourself. So you need to declare good things into your life. You need to walk with God personally. You need to walk with God personally. Listen, if you cannot say it, you will not see it. Because it is what you speak that you pick. Don't forget at the earlier part of this teaching that say what you want to see. Stop establishing what you are seeing. If what you are seeing is not what you want to see, then don't establish it. Don't affirm it by your own pronouncement, by your own declaration. Instead of you affirming what you are seeing that you did not want, why don't you start declaring and pronouncing what you truly want to see? If you cannot say it, don't be deceived. You cannot see it. Because it is what you speak that you pick. It is what you speak, what you say that you pick up. So say what you want to see. Before the end of this year, you can still pick up your blessings if you can open your mouth wide and declare it. Before the end of this year, you can still pick up, you can still have the blessings you want if you can open your mouth wide. If you can declare it, you can still pick it up, you can still have it. Don't keep your mouth shut. Don't say what the devil is doing. Say what you want God to do. Say what you want God to do. It is also good to know that your mouth can cancel all negative utterances. Your mouth can cancel all curses. Your mouth can counsel, abuse by the word of God. Not by your own word. Not by your own word, but by the word of God. Because your own word carries nothing. It is the word of God that carries power. It is the word of God that carries grace. It is the word of God that carries the capacity to do what you want God to do for you. You know, you need to learn how God does the miraculous through his word, not your word. Through his word. Now, the book of Matthew 16, from verse 16 to verse 19, says, "And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonas, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys." No, we can continue reading. You need to know how to counsel negative utterances by your mouth. Matthew 22, verse 23 says, "The same day came to him the Sadducees, which say that there is no resurrection, and asked him." You know, if you read on that book of Matthew 22, you will see where Jesus Christ shut them up. By what? By what? By what? Your mouth is the number one instrument of prophecy, because the word of God is there. The word of God is with you, but you need to declare it for it to come to reality. You need to declare it for that word of God to come to reality. If you cannot declare it, you may never see its manifestation. If you cannot declare the word, you may never see it come to pass. If you cannot declare the word of God, you may never see its manifestation. You need to declare the word of God for it to come to reality. In the name of Jesus, receive the grace right now to declare the word of God with boldness. Receive the grace right now to wait on God for the manifestation of its word as you declare it in the name of Jesus. Declaration of faith is another instrument of prophecy. Declaration of faith. Say it and mean it on the foundation of God's word you have found. Say it. You know, that's why he said, your word does not carry power. Your own word carries nothing. It is the word of God that carries power. No matter what anyone is doing on earth, no matter how fetish anyone may be, no matter how armed, no matter how enchanted anyone may be, they can never withstand the word of God. The word of God is quick. The word of God is powerful. The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, capable of piercing even to dividing asunder of soul and spirit, of joint and marrow. That word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, can pierce even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of joint and marrow, to the center of thought and even intent of man's heart. The word of God carries power. I'm telling you today, no matter how devilish, enchanted, or enhanced anyone may be, no matter how demonic anyone may be, they can never withstand the power in the Word of God.
Jesus, be my guide. Hold me to your side.
That was Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship, located at Ionimite Jesus House, Babawole Blocks, behind Bakery, Abekoku, Ifo, Ogun State. For counseling and prayer, please call or send WhatsApp messages to 0702-619-2505, 0702-619-2505. Website, www.ionimitezion.org. Fellowship with us every Saturday, 10:30 a.m., Fridays, 4 p.m. Join us same time next week. Remain blessed.